how the Supreme Court's tariff decision could impact the ag industry. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that President Trump does not have the authority to impose tariffs on imported goods using emergency powers. Greg Allen reports how this could impact Michigan agriculture.
In a 6-3 decision, the justices said the International Emergency Economic Powers Act does not give the president the power to levy tariffs, emphasizing that authority belongs to Congress under the Constitution. Travis Cushman, Deputy General Counsel for Litigation and Public Policy with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the ruling does not end the matter.
The Constitution grants Congress the exclusive authority to tax and tariff. And so if Congress wants to levy tax, they can do that. The president does not have that authority. About half of tariffs were under IEEPA, the new tariffs. Other half were under other sections. So the other sections can still provide an avenue for those.
Cushman says the case now moves immediately to an international appeals court to determine what happens to existing tariffs and how the decision will be applied.
It will be a mess. It is unclear what happens to the tariffs that have been collected, if those will be refunded, who gets the money, how much it is. It is also unclear if the president will try to use other statutes to levy tariffs. The other options are much more clunky and difficult to administer.
For agriculture, the decision could have major implications, since tariffs often affect export markets and input costs.
Inputs that are foreign-derived should go down without those tariffs in place. The question is what happens to our export markets, whether they have been lessened from retaliatory tariffs or smaller purchases. It's also uncertain if new tariffs will be levied. Any current restrictions that are in place in other countries on our imports will not immediately go away.
For now, the broader tariff debate is far from over as policymakers consider their next move. Find more on this story at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Hi, I'm Evie Vittori from Lenawee County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Decent sunshine to start the day over Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at your forecast update. That sunshine will gradually decrease. First in the UP, we've got a clipper system coming out of, well, it's actually not really a clipper. It's more of a Manitoba system trying to come out of the Canadian prairies and move through the Great Lakes region. That brings clouds and some scattered snow showers to the UP as soon as this afternoon. We'll see clouds overspread lower Michigan as we move through the evening and overnight. Now, I do think that in northern tier counties of lower Michigan, probably the northern third, we have to watch for some snow showers overnight as well. But if you're getting farther south, closer to the Indiana line, just clouds, and we're not concerned about major precipitation at all. Cold air follows this in. Well, honestly, it was cold here to start, but we see a reinforcing shot of cold air following this in for tomorrow. Even though we should see skies break up a little bit, we'll see cold air dominate. Another round of chilly air for Thursday. Finally seeing some temperature moderation late in the week, Friday into early Saturday. That moderation is short-lived because we see cold Arctic air wanting to reassert itself, and this ends up being a warm air versus cold air battle. Cold air to the north, warm air to the south, and we'll just kind of see the jet stream and this boundary sag down, move back north all the way from the weekend through next week. That's a recipe for some hit and miss moisture as well. I think especially next week we've got probably 2 to 3 chances for rain and or snow. Eventually we have a strong frontal boundary that wants to sweep through the end of the weekend of 7th and 8th, and that resets our temperature profile again heading into mid-March. I'm Ryan Martin.
This week is National FFA Week, February 21st through the 28th, and FFA students across the country are celebrating and sharing the FFA story. I'm National FFA Secretary Lily Nyland from Michigan. On Thursday, February 26th, you're invited to celebrate Give FFA Day, a 24-hour fundraising effort in support of the next generation of leaders who will change the world. Learn how you can help by visiting FFA.org, and be sure to share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week.
It's time now for Michigan Ag Today's Monday Closing Farm Market Report. We check in now with Andy Eubank and with Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. They spoke at the close of trade Monday.
Markets started the week on a nice up note, Carl, but we did not hold on to those gains. So the question might be, what happened? We did get a very good corn inspections report on Monday. That's the market that kind of held in, but beans and wheat turned lower, possibly on profit taking?
Yeah, we saw some profit taking develop in the session, and really a lot of uncertainty in the market to start out the week. Number one, the tariff news from the Supreme Court, with those being removed last Friday or at least found illegal. And now we have the administration wondering what they're going to do and claiming that they're just going to replace existing tariffs with new ones that will stand up. So trade kind of looking at this, the thing is, it does change a lot of the outlook of the market, including some countries pushing back and saying, you don't have trade agreements with us anymore. The main one being the European Union, who's questioning on whether or not they want to ratify their current agreement. So a lot of these tariffs, however, will impact the outside markets, mainly technology stocks and such. That took the pressure off the ag sector. Later in the session, we started to see some technical positioning in the market. First notice day on the March contracts is this coming Friday. A lot of positions starting to be rolled out of the nearby contracts, and with funds heavily long the front month on soybeans, to see that the selling hit those markets a little harder than the deferreds today, not too surprising.
Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. Settlements from Monday, March corn unchanged at 427.5, May corn half a penny higher, 440.25. March beans, though, dropping 3.25 to 1134.25. May beans 3.5 lower, 1149.75. And March wheat down 4 cents to 569.5. April live cattle sharply lower, falling $2.75 to $239.25. But April lean hogs up 2 cents to $93.70. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest Michigan farm news, so check it out. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.